And what were your thoughts generally about the Apple TV? Were you impressed, disappointed? What did you think about what they announced?
I was impressed. I was looking very forward to this upgrade. I think bringing in apps is going to be a big deal for the platform. We know that Apple's been sort of, or we suspect that Apple's been trying to build this TV service and struggling with that. And so I think this is something that will get us through until then. It may even end up being the long-term solution for Apple, because one concern I would have if they do a TV service is what happens to these other providers, you know, Hulu and Netflix and these companies that produce their own TV shows or on content for their platforms. You know, is that going to sort of rub them the wrong way? And would they want to pull out from having their apps on the Apple TV? So I think this is a good way to get all that content in there, and especially combined, like Jim was saying, with universal search with Siri, to be able to search for content across all of those just by doing a simple voice search, I think is really somewhat of a game changer. I was trying to think of other devices that have this. I guess the Amazon Fire stuff has, and I haven't had a chance to play around with that, to be honest.
So how much do we, and by we, I mean you, know about tvOS?
Not much. I mean, it's a brand new thing. So I'm in the developer program, so I will definitely be digging into that and find out, you know, what's different in there, what's available. I think, you know, one thing that's obvious is there's some way to tap into the metadata across the apps in terms of the universal search. I'm also very kind of excited about the new remote. I like the fact that it's bigger and maybe I won't lose it all the time. It looked like, too, for the gaming thing, you can have multiple remotes. So one thing I didn't see, and I'm trying to dig around and find, is I don't think they announced what extra remotes cost.
Yeah, because you're going to want extra when you lose it.
Well, or just to play games. I mean, they showed two-player, four-player games. So you would imagine everybody in the family is going to, you know, have a remote if you're going to go into the gaming thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, one of the things that struck me about this is that, of course, at $149 and $199, this is not huge, you know, for Apple. These can't possibly be huge margins. You know, the Apple TV itself has some pretty serious, you know, smartphone type of electronics in it. And the remote, if I were to, you know, based on nothing just except pure guesswork, I would guess that the price difference for manufacturing the new remote versus the old remote, I mean, the new one has sensors, it has a touch screen with the special glass, it's got the Siri integration, the microphone, all that kind of stuff. It's got to be 3, 4, 5, 10 times more expensive to manufacture than the old remote. And I you know, if it costs them $10 to manufacture, no big deal. But if it costs, you know, $70 or $80 to manufacture, then this is not a big profit generating product. If you know, they have this more expensive remote, high end, you know, Apple TV itself, and they're selling them for $150.
Right. No, I think it's a, you know, it's about the content. It's about Apple selling more content. I'm sure they're not taking a loss on the hardware itself. That's just not something that Apple does. But yeah, it probably is a slimmer margin. I would agree with that than probably most of their products. But, you know, they look at this as a content play. They're going to sell more games. They're going to sell more content for the Apple TV. So they're going to make it up on the back end for sure.